What is chaos to the fly is home to the spider. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I am Elizabeth Benton. This series brings you very short episodes daily between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you take a few intentional moments out of your day to reconnect to how you want to show up today in a way that moves you closer to your goals, to the life that you are trying to create, so that we don't just go through every day on autopilot. I saw this post from an athlete who was going through a really hard time. What is chaos to the fly is home to the spider. We probably all know somebody or many somebodies who react to everything. Everything is stressful. Everything is a problem. And to those people, it's chaos, right? But there is somebody to which that's home. That's okay. That's not a problem. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the kind of person who feels like everything is a problem. Everything is difficult. Everything is a challenge. Oh, this happened, and then that happened, and this happened. So much of what we react to as though it's a problem is just real life. It's just normal adulting stuff. Normal parts of being a parent, normal parts of having a job, normal parts of owning a home or having responsibilities. And so I wanted to share this today because I think a lot of times what erodes our consistency is the sense that, well, this came up and then that came up and then that came up and I have to catch up on this and I have to take care of this and I got home late from work and I don't feel like cooking and I slept through my alarm. It doesn't have to be seen as chaos or as a problem in your life. That's just home. That's just normal. We can expect these things and perform. This time of year, if you're listening in real time, is really challenging for me. Yesterday, March 6th, would have been my daughter Dagny's fourth birthday. And March 20th will be 4 years since she died. And I was thinking yesterday on her birthday about the gifts that her life and frankly, her death brought me. Because of course it brought me pain, and of course it changed me in ways that I wish I hadn't been changed. But one of the things is having a sense of what hardship really is, which helps a lot with what hardship really isn't. And I'm not quick to call something a crisis or call something a problem because I've experienced huge crisis. And it doesn't mean that only extreme things are crises, but it sets perspective. It sets context. So if you are somebody who gets your feathers ruffled by all the little things, keep this in mind. What is chaos to the fly is home to the spider, and we can always reset our idea of what a problem actually is, of what an obstacle actually is, of what hardship actually is. And I think when we do that, we become immediately better able to navigate the predictable, though inconvenient, ups and downs of life, of being human. I'll see you tomorrow.